Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly sunny with a high near 6, wind chill values as low as 27 below zero, northwest wind gusting up to 22 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy during the early evening, then gradually clearing with the temperature falling to near 3 by 8 p.m., then rising to around 7 during the remainder of the night, wind chill values as low as 14 below zero. Saturday, increasing clouds with a high near 31, wind chill values as low as 8 below, southwest wind gust as high as 24 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 22, and on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 34. And in the news, the Madison-based Cap Times is reporting that a majority of University of Wisconsin System students don't feel free to share their opinions about controversial topics or are unwilling to consider views they disagree with, according to results released on Wednesday from a survey that stirred controversy across the 13 campuses. Initial pushback led the system to postpone the first iteration of the survey last spring, though it was later sent to over 83,000 UW System students in November. Nearly 10,500 students completed the survey, a 12.5% response rate. The survey asks students their perceptions of viewpoint diversity, self-censorship, and freedom of expression on campus. It also included questions about how likely students are to consider viewpoints they disagree with, including on abortion, COVID-19 vaccines, racial inequity, and transgender issues, the Cap Times report stated. The results shared that most students hadn't learned about the First Amendment in any of their courses, and that some believed it was acceptable for their university to ban speakers who've made offensive or harmful statements. In a Wednesday news conference at UW Oshkosh, UW System President Jay Rothman said people should not be afraid of what the survey shows, despite anxieties among students and faculty that the results could be used for political reasons. Some, for example, have expressed fears that Republican legislators could misuse the results, saying the survey compromised leading questions and signaled political interference in the system. Again, this report comes from the Cap Times. And in reporting from the La Crosse Tribune, the largest post-election audit in state history found no voting equipment errors and just half a dozen human errors in the November general election, according to a report from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. County and municipal clerks conducted the audit in late November and early December. It included a hand tally audit of more than 222,000 ballots, or about 8.4% of the ballots cast in the November 8th election. The bipartisan six-member commission voted unanimously to accept the post-election audit with an effective error rate of 0%, meaning the audit did not find any errors that were caused solely by an equipment malfunction. The agency also directed staff to provide additional training to local election officials to mitigate the future possibility of equipment or human errors. Again, information in this report came from the La Crosse Tribune and is used with permission. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.